Then another animal.
I didn't know chipmunks didn't climb trees. That's what threw me off.
Okay. Let me see. Another animal, in the story of Little Red Riding Hood, the animal that eats their grandmother is a
wolf.
Okay. And another animal like that, except smaller.
Fox.
Okay. What are the kinds of fish that you would normally catch around here?
Bass or brim or crappie, I think, probably. And catfish.
They'd be the main one. Mm-hmm. You ever
I
hear?
I think I'm not a fisherman, really.
Okay. Do you ever hear of a warm bass?
No.
Okay.
The way they would describe a bass here would either be a largemouth bass or a smallmouth bass.
Okay. Do you ever call a kind of catfish a bullhead?
A fisherman may know the term. I don't fish, and I'm,
okay.
The term is, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Then there's the kind of shellfish that you get out of the ocean that you're not supposed to eat unless the month has an R in it, that you get pearls out of.
Clam?
Clam.
Or oyster?
Yeah, okay. And then the little animal that hops around and croaks in the marshes?
Frog.
Okay. There's usually a bunch of different kinds, like a little tiny one, little green one with a high-pitched voice.
A toad frog, maybe?
Okay. Now, what about a great big one that maybe is in the garden? Does use
bull,
the same word?
Bullfrog.
Bullfrog, okay. And then the things you dig to go fishing with, even though you're not a fisherman.
The things you dig are things you use to go fishing with?
Things you dig.
The bait?
Okay.
The worms?
Okay. Would you call those earthworms, or would you ever call them red worms?
I would just call them either worms or earthworms. I've heard the term red worm, I think.
Okay.
I don't use it.
Okay. Down near rivers, usually there's a kind of hard shell thing that pulls its head in if you touch its back.
Turtle.
Okay. You ever hear another word for that?
Tortoise. Either tortoise or turtle, I think.
Okay. Did you ever hear cooter?
No.
Around here? Okay. You ever hear of something like a turtle, except it always lives on dry land?
Don't think so.
Okay.
What is it?
Tarpon?
Terrapin?
Yeah,
terrapin.
Terrapin?
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with terrapin.
Okay. Then
I didn't know he always stayed on dry land.
Okay. I'm not sure. Well, it depends. You're the authority here. It depends. Whatever you say. Let me see. A kind of thing that you find in a freshwater stream that's got claws. They usually live under a rock, maybe, and when you turn the rock over, they often swim backwards.
A crawfish.
Crawfish. You get those around here?
They're around here, yeah. Some people call them crayfish, but
crayfish.
We call them crawfish around here.
Okay. I've had about half the people I talk to say you can't find them around here, and the other half say you can.
I think you can find them around here.
Okay. Then down in the ocean, there's a small fan-tailed kind of thing that you get, like off Beaufort or Savannah. You should buy them a couple pounds.
Shrimp?
Yeah, okay. And then an insect, the kind that flies around a lamp and gets in your clothes and lays its eggs in your clothes. You know what I mean? Usually a fly around a lamp at night. You always seem flying around lamps at night.
Fly?
Fly. What are some of the others? Like a butterfly, except smaller. And,
moth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, moth is what you would call it.
Yeah, okay. And then a kind that lights up its tail at night.
The lightning bug or firefly.
Okay. And then moth, you're talking about one, you'd be talking about